این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah ya Allah subhanallah. Allah ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allah wa la ilaha illallah. Allah ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a short part of Imam Khomeini's speech. Attention to spiritual values is the key to safeguarding the Islamic system. The day on which the glitters of the world take over and Satan appears in our midst and Satan takes over as our guide, that is the day on which the superpowers can influence us and can destroy our country. This country has always been destroyed by the palace dwellers. The rulers of tyranny, who were almost all from the class of palace dwellers, could not be concerned for the people. They could not comprehend the meaning of poverty.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. Well, on the subject of resistance against oppression and submission to it, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh said, "The Muslim nation follows a school or maktab whose program is summarized in two words: neither oppress nor be oppressed." Today we want to talk about resistance against oppression, which is the subject of the sentence of Imam Khomeini's speech. Oppression and injustice are in reality insubordination to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, acts of transgression and a consequence of transcending the limits of the sharia and the intellect. All throughout history, that which has befallen the weak and the oppressed has been due to the oppression of the oppressors. Power and craving for dominance serve as a prelude for a disobedient soul to oppress the vulnerable and weak individuals. One who transgresses the divine limits and is uninhibited with respect to every kind of oppression and injustice, such as murder, abuse, vilification, rape, usurpation of the property of others, or etc., has in effect gone out of the bounds of Allah's obedience and drowned himself in carnal desires and become afflicted with the diseases of rebelliousness. Such a person, sooner or later, shall be seized by the punishment and retribution, since the lamentations of the weak, oppressed, and the orphaned ones possesses negative overtones, which manifest themselves in this world and in the hereafter.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
صلى الله عليه
صل يا
رسول الله
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله.
You know, the point that Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is making here is that powerful nations neither oppress nor they accept to be oppressed. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be, and a characteristic of a Muslim nation is this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his holy book, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, and they who act unjustly shall know what final place of turning they shall turn back. Surah Al-Shu'ara, verse 227. So as you see that this verse warns the tyrants about their final destination, which is the hellfire due to oppressing the helpless. And that is what we could say about standing against oppression in the view of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Ruha al-Ali Khomeini! Ruha al-Ali Khomeini! Ruha al-Ali! Every night and every day.
Every night and every day.